Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? How the heck are you all doing? Hope everyone had a rejuvenating holiday season. Look, I actually didn't even mean to go on a break like that with the show, with the podcast, but my goodness, the holidays are arguably even busier than the busy season. Am I right? I don't know about you guys, but I got up into some trouble, not in a bad way, but in some fun ways. I got to MC one of my best friend's wedding. That was pretty cool. That was kind of like a bucket list item that I didn't even really put on the bucket list, right? I also got my family together. And it wasn't just the typical, you know, holiday get together or, you know, type of surface level get together, but we got together to do a planning session as a family. You know, some of you know that I have a separate business almost with my family, very, very small. We just invest in some properties here and there. And, you know, that planning session just got me fired up, got me excited. And look, we're going to catch up more and more since I'm back now. And, you know, to make it up to you, I wanted to kickstart this year with a bit of a series. And this series, I'm calling it the Master Series. Now, before I tell you what it is, let me ask you this. Are you finding yourself spending a lot of time these days when you're trying to figure out and learn everything, right? From online marketing to branding, on your journey and in hopes of becoming that thought leader down the line? Look, the idea of quote unquote building out your platform, it's really gotten out of control lately, hasn't it? I mean, it's really time to get back to the basics, to become a thought leader. You only have to focus on two things. This is something I tell my students all the time. Number one, it's investing in creating consistent marketing with offers that you are confident in. This is how you consistently grow any business, by the way. And two, it's being surrounded by like-minded individuals. If you are surrounded with other people that are going where you're going, it's simply going to be able to help you get there faster. Now, last year and in the last couple of years, the second one, it's really, really helped me tremendously, personally, professionally. And we all know that there's more noise today than ever before in the history of mankind, right? Just the internet, and there's just so much vying for your attention. But what almost no one understands about quote unquote building your platform is this concept of stepping in and becoming a change maker, to become the leader that others are looking for. Do that and you're good to go, to be that role model. It's what this show and my work has been focused on over the last few years, and I'm so glad and grateful for some of you that have been following along, whether you know you're one of the OGs that started listening when we first did our first 100 or so episodes, or you're just tagging along on the journey right now. I'm grateful for each one of you. You know, we've gotten an opportunity of interviewing tons of millionaires, New York bestsellers, even a few billionaires. Now, as I mentioned, over the next few days, we're going to be exclusively posting a mastery series or a master series. I like the sound of mastery, though. And this is where I'm going to be actually breaking down to you some of the core fundamentals of what it takes to not just become a change maker, but a thought leader in the modern era today. I'm going to bring you behind the scenes of some of the sessions with my students, with business owners who are just building out their platforms, figuring out how to lead their movements. So each day, we're going to go over one specific area ranging from email marketing to microvirality to high performance and so much more. And we're going to begin this by me sharing with you the top five lessons and themes that I learned in 2018 and how I'm integrating those in this year. So during this week as well, we're also going to be offering a scholarship to the listeners of this podcast to join the ranks of the emerging thought leaders in Changemaker Club. And these are individuals that want to master those skills, the fundamentals, right? The email marketing, the microvirality, the how to operate in high performance for your business and for yourself. And so all you got to do to access the scholarship, to check it out, to see if it's a good fit for you, is go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/scholarship. Once again, www.theinnerchangemaker.com/scholarship. Now, without any more delays, here is the first episode of the Mastery series.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Have you ever struggled in 2018, and have you ever found yourself making similar mistakes over and over and over again? And I came to this realization about earlier this year when I said, if there was only a way for me to start documenting my own learnings, my own discoveries, and I find that we are creatures of habits. You know, I don't know if you've had, maybe you're watching this and or listening to this and you've had maybe the best year of your life. I'm right there with you. Maybe you're excited for what 2019 has to bring. Maybe 2018 was rough. You know, I had tons of downs as well, you know, from personal matters to family members being sick to myself being in different positions and having to learn new things and having to do things on the fly. Maybe 2018 wasn't the best year for you. Regardless of where you are on that spectrum, I always think that this time of year is the perfect time. If there was any time, it's the perfect time for us to reflect, for us to look back and to say, what were some of the greatest lessons? What were the things that pushed me, challenged me? What are the things that I'm going to be able to integrate with me as I go into the new year, as I go and look to crush it? Now, I'm not a big person on actually goals. I'm not a big person on New Year's resolutions. I think a lot of times when we create goals, when we create our intentions and what we want to do, even though our intentions are great, that we want to, you know, finally, you know, have the six pack abs or be able to look, you know, be able to fit into our bikinis or wedding dress, whatever goal you have, whether it's the 3X, 10X, your business, I think the intention is great, but I tell my students this all the time. There's a great quote that I live by, which a mentor told me a long time ago, which it says, "All the road to hell is paved with good intentions." So I don't think it's good enough to have intentions. I think everybody wants to do better. Everybody wants to do well. But I think it takes a very special person, especially if you're listening to this or watching this, to be able to go and take the lessons and say, hey, how can I implement this in my life today, in my business today? And how can I be better next year? How can I show up differently next year? And I like doing 60-day, 90-day sprints. And every 60, 90 days, we do this. We look at the lessons that we learned. In my team, we have weekly meetings where we look at the last week. And we say, hey, what were those lessons? What went right? What went wrong? What can we do more of? What can we do less of? Right? And we do that. And that's how you're getting better every single day. So whether you had the best year of your life, whether you had the worst year of your life, I believe in being able to do this. I believe that it's not just about setting great intentions. It's about your expectation. It's about showing up and saying, I expect to do well. I expect that good things happen to me. I'm not just lucky. It's just part of who I am. And it's not arrogance. It's not ego. It's showing up with a certain expectation of how life responds to you, because that's a big part of it. Now, as we dive into this, I'm going to share with you my top five lessons of 2018. And I'm going to also share with you just openly in this format. There's nothing fancy about this. Literally, I'm doing this on a webcam and there's two lights right in front of me. And I'm going to be giving you hints of what's to come. There's no real pitch. There's nothing. I just want to be able to share with you. And hopefully, as you're going through this, you could let me know what are some of the biggest lessons for you. You can let me know in the comment section there below. And if you're listening to this on the replay or what have you, that you could think to yourself, hey, can I implement some of these in my life? Could I take some of these and how could I take one or two of these and make my life that much better? And I'm more than happy to come in the comment section right after and be able to interact with you even further. So let's dive in. Who is ready
for the top five lessons of 2018. If you see me looking down occasionally, because I have a method called the post-it note method. And the first one, and you're going to see it in action, by the way, the post-it note method is exactly what you think it is, okay? It's when you write your big ideas on the post-it note so you can showcase it. So, number one lesson. And you know how some people have like words or themes for like the next year, right? For me, I think this, if I was to choose a word or a theme for next year, for 2019, this would probably be it. The word consistency. You know, it's a really, really funny word. Because, you know, I was running a one-day mastermind a couple weeks ago. We got about 14 business owners in the room in Toronto. These are, you know, creators, business owners, online marketers, people that are leading their own community and their own movement. We had a couple people fly in for this. And I wrote this word. We were going through a framework and I wrote this as like, I think number two or number three. And you could hear the energy of the room. You could hear people go, oh, I know the word consistency. I know that I'm supposed to be consistent. I know that I'm supposed to be doing these things, but yet consistency is where so many of us fail. I don't know about you guys, but this is a huge area of improvement for me. This is something that when we were crushing it in our business, when, you know, things were firing off, we had campaigns, promotions, and everything was bleeding into each other, we had momentum on our side, it was because of consistency. And if you find yourself right now, if you're watching this or listening to this, and, you know, I think every great problem in our life could be solved through consistency. You know, if you don't have the body that you want, chances are you fell out of consistency of eating nutritious meals or maybe going to work out. I know, hey, I'm right there with you. All right. It's just the lighting that makes it look like I work out all the time. I swear I'm really bad and I'm right there with you. If you're always fighting with your significant other, if you're always going against the grain and you feel like the world's against you, chances are you fell out of consistency of open communication, of date night with your significant other, right? If you are not getting the results that you want with your social media, with your podcast, with your show, with your content marketing, with your offers and your promotions out there, chances are, I'm just saying, I would look at your consistency. Transparency, right? What if we pull up your calendar right now? What would I see in there? Would I see that you scheduled in your promotions? Do you know when your campaigns are happening? Do you know when the next time you're going to be making an offer, when your next live event is going to be? It's the hardest. It's the easiest one to understand, hardest one to execute. I'm right. I'm like huge. This is for me, 2019. It's all about consistency. You don't want peaks and valleys in your business. You want consistent growth year after year, quarter after quarter. You want consistent energy. Every time I show up on a live, it's a consistent energy. I'm not all the way up here. And then one day I show up on a live, I'm like, you know, really like deflated. Like, hey guys, we're here to talk about the top five lessons of 2018. It wouldn't make sense, right? It would be inconsistent. You would be like, something's weird. Something's off, right? So look, consistency, biggest thing that I discovered, biggest thing that I wish I can get more of, and I'm going to be implement. I'll talk about this more, but consistency, biggest theme for me for 2019. So is that resonating with any one of you guys? I hope it is. I hope it's making sense. Second lesson is team. Okay. Team. Doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be buying real estate. You could be joining an MLM company. You could be starting a new fitness workout. You could be trying to learn a new hobby. You could be trying to launch your podcast or get your offers out there. I could care less what it is that you're trying to do. The problem with your goal is not the goal. The problem with your goal is that you're trying to do it by yourself. This is something that I knew, like mentally, like I knew this. I knew this conceptually, but I didn't understand it until I started hiring great team members. And so I started working with great rock stars and people that were in my world, right? And it's once again, one of these things so simple where don't look at the simplicity of it and just write it off. Common sense is never common practice, right? I share this with my students all the time. Some of them are on here right now. They're like, yes, Jay, we know common sense is not common practice. So are you
building your team? Are you building the infrastructure around you to allow you to hit new heights? I'll be really open with you guys that earlier this year, we came to a point where I reached my capacity, not as in potential, right? Not as in, I reach my ceiling of how far I can go and knowledge and wisdom and what have you. It's not about that. It's literally the operation I had hit its capacity. Meaning that if the next day, if 10 people, 10 of my dream clients reached out to me, they said, I'm ready to write you the check. Let's get down to business. Could I even handle that? I would implode. That was my answer. My answer said I was gonna implode. And I didn't like that answer. It put a ceiling on my own potential, on how far my business could go, on the types of people we could serve, on the opportunities that would come into my world and that I could take advantage of. So it's hyper important. No matter which stage you're at, whether you're starting out or you're a little more established, you have to think about team. You have to think about system. You have to think about it's team just means leverage. Do you want leverage in your business or do you not want leverage in your business? Right? For so long, I told myself stories about I'm not the person. I want a solopreneur. I want to do this on my own. The world doesn't understand, you know, what I have. It's not that the world doesn't understand. There's nothing wrong with your goal, whatever it is that you're trying to do. The problem with this is that you're trying to do it by yourself. Does it make sense? All right. So number one, we're going to quick review here. Consistency. Okay. My 2019 goal, intention, expectation is to be consistent on everything. Is to be consistent with the things that I say I'm going to do, and is to be consistent on my marketing, my platforms. That's my own personal one. I don't know about you. Consistency might show up differently for you. It's also make sure to build my team. It's to make sure to have that leverage. We started doing that this year, and I'm super excited for the people I get the chance to work with. It makes my life so much easier. Now, I know so many of you watching this are knowledge experts. Maybe you have a course. Maybe you have a podcast. Maybe you're trying to launch one of these things. Maybe you want to do retreats. Maybe you want to do masterminds. I don't know where you are, but here's what I can tell you, okay? The state of the union on, and this is my personal opinion on some of the campaigns and some of the clients that we worked with, okay, is that in your marketing, I want you to increase your touch points, okay? Now, what do I mean by that? I want you to increase your touch point. There's nothing wrong with the content you're creating. The problem is your frequency is too low. You're not either emailing out, you're not outputting enough on the right platforms, that you're being lost in the sea of noise, right? I would argue that right now we have more content than we've ever had in the world. We have an abundance. I don't know if you guys are with me, right? We have an abundance of content. But yet, people still are lacking the results. People are still lacking. Why? Why are people still not being able to live the lives that they want and being able to do the things that they want to do? I would make an argument that it's not about the content, but it's about the context, okay? And so your job is to increase the touch points to create the context for your customer, for your perfect client, okay? In podcasting, we call this the ongoing conversation. In your content marketing, in your branding, we should also call this the ongoing conversation. What is the ongoing conversation when you're posting online, when you're showing up at an event? What's your brand ongoing conversation? What do you stand for? What are the values that you talk about? You need to be talking about that a lot more than you are. You need to be increasing your touch points. Okay. A very tactical way of thinking of doing this is if you have an email list and you have a show, and you, let's say you have a Facebook group. Let's say you have those things. Most people probably have two or three or maybe one of those things. You want to start cycling people through those things. We're not going to get into the nitty gritty strategy. It's not the video for that. But if you do, feel free to jump into our free group, Legacy Driven Entrepreneurs. It is a group that occasionally I'll do some free trainings, with that. And, we sometimes talk about this, but we definitely talk about this in our paid memberships and what have you. But what you want to do is start cycling people through. If someone comes in, interacts with you on video or podcast, great, get them on your email list, right? If someone comes with you and listens to your email list, great, get them to the Facebook group. If someone comes into your Facebook group and some of you might be joining me in the Facebook group or some of you are probably in there, you want to get them over to your content, right? Do you see what I'm doing? Like you're cycling people through to create multiple touch points, right? People don't do business with people they don't know. People do business with people they know They love, they trust. For you to increase that trust, you need multiple touch points. Statistically speaking, you need about 7 or 11, right? 7 to 11. So as many as you can get, the better, right? This might be your first touch point. This might be their first episode that you're listening to this on the podcast or on YouTube or watching this, right? Whatever it is, I want to get you into the second one. Join me in the group. Listen to my podcast, right? Multiple touch points. One of those, you're going to join my email list, right? So it's about increasing the touch points. Is this making sense for you guys? Are you guys going to be implementing this, right? Because it's not about content. It's about context, right? If you're not seeing the success that you want from your offers, from your marketing, there's a good chance that you have failed to show up consistently, most likely, right? I know I suffer from this all the time. And you don't have enough touch points. You put out something once a month over here and you don't understand why people are not like commenting, why people are not engaging. It may be because you only put out that one thing and you only talked about it that one time. People are moving in a fast world today, right? And we've all had that, I don't know about you guys, but I've had that experience where I post something and over the next few hours, right? It's like a dead post, right? Because if you don't, like the thing that made the biggest difference for me, and this was not this year, but this was probably about a year and a bit ago, when I started thinking of all the content pieces that I was creating as assets. These are actual assets. You know how like people talk about buying a house or like this is an asset or a personal brand, that's an asset. The content pieces that you are creating are assets, okay? And you need to be thinking like an investor. You need to be thinking long-term, okay? So many people are taking our courses. Sometimes they have such great results. Sometimes they go, well, I put up one podcast. I put up one video. I don't understand. I didn't get the traction I want. You need to increase your consistency. You need to increase your touch points. Is this making sense for you guys? Let me know if it is, if it's resonating. Hopefully you're taking notes and you're going through this. The last two are business related as well. And I'll give you an indication of where I'm going. Hopefully you guys are getting some great value out of this. So number four, focus. Focus. What do I mean by focus? I don't mean I have a task in front of me. I'm going to focus on that task. Yes, that's a very simplistic way of understanding focus. But I mean, what is your 90-day focus? What is your focus this year? What is the thing, the one thing? Don't tell me 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things. I'll tell you, one of the things that I changed this year about my business and myself is that I started saying no a lot more. And it wasn't no as in like, I want to go to this party, right? I was already doing that type of stuff. But no as in, I'm going to say no to working with very profitable affiliates or JVs so that I could focus on me. I could focus on my brand. I could focus on this community. I could focus on you. I could focus on helping out my dream client. And what I found myself doing was I kept saying yes to so many things. I kept saying yes to this speaking engagement or this podcast interview or this over here. I said yes to this JV. And what happens? My calendar got flooded with all these different things. I had this focus over here, this focus over here, this focus over here. And guess what? You can't actually do anything. You can't move forward. You can't create momentum. It's because you're focusing on too many things. I promise you, if you spend 90 days, January, February, March, okay? 90 days, one focus. I promise you, it's going to make a world of difference. If you're trying to launch your coaching business, launch your coaching business that time frame. If you're trying to launch a podcast, launch your podcast in that time frame. Do not move or deviate from this one focus, okay? Focus. We have clients, by the way. We work with our agency, our boutique agency, where we work with business owners at a very established 6, 7-figure, 8-figure level. We have to have this conversation too, okay? So it's not just you. It's not just me. It's everybody, right? We're looking at a world where there's so many things grabbing your attention. You need to quiet out the noise. You need to focus on something for 90 days, 180 days, 270. There was an interview I did. We just recently posted this on my YouTube channel. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you probably know what I'm talking about. But there was a clip of when I interviewed this guy named Brad Lee. Some of you might know Brad Lee. He runs a show called Dropping Bombs, and it's pretty awesome. And he said, Jay, do you want me to tell you the secret to getting anything you want? And I said, sure, of course. Tell me the secret, right? That's the whole point of having you on the show. Tell me the secret. So really, really great entrepreneur, really great business owner. And he said, this is what you do. You figure out what is the one thing that you want. You figure out what is like the big goal, right? Figure out what is the big theme of what you're driving towards, okay? And you put your head down, you get to work, and you drive towards it. In 90 days, come back up for some air, look up. Very simple. You either have it or you don't. If you don't have it, put your head down, get to work another 90 days, move towards it. And if you do this over and over and over and over and over and again, one day you're going to wake up, you're going to get up, and you're going to see that you have your goal, that you have got where you wanted to go, that you went and you did exactly what you said you were going to do. You were a person of great consistency. You probably built a team. And you probably built more leverage around you. You probably increase your frequency, your touch points. You had that ongoing conversation, right? You see how this all builds into each other? And you probably had that focus to be able to do that. Do you know that this is such an easy word, yet so many of us fail at it? I know I do. I say yes to all these different opportunities. And it wasn't until this year that we were able to 3-4x pretty much our company focus. Had nothing to do with anything else about learning anything. Had nothing to do with any of that. Focus. Guess still with me? One more. We got one more to go, okay? Last one. It's an acronym. Who knows what this stands for? IRL. So I mentioned that I ran a one-day mastermind earlier, a few weeks when we just flew back in Toronto. And one of the things I learned in that was that there's nothing that beats IRL. Anybody know what this stands for? IRL? In real life. I know, it's kind of crazy, right? Because we all build these companies, these agencies. We build everything in hopes of creating, you know, lifestyle design, in hopes of being able to create freedom in our lives, create results in our lives. And so many of us have this addiction or this where we want to build a business where it's just automated and what have you. And I think that's great. But let me tell you, when you get a chance to meet some of the people that you make a difference for, when you get a chance to sit with them or hug them or shake their hand and you hear their stories, this is me. This is just my personal experience with it. It changes the game. It changed something within me that I said, you know what? I want to do more of these. And when I started creating content online, I said the same thing, but I said it out of a place of ego. I said that I wanted the people to come and see me perform and do this talk and be able to give value. I said it from that place. And this time it was very different. It was coming from a place of like, if we could create, we could change the context of how someone's learning, of we could change the situation, right? Of how they're applying this information in their business and in their life, it will make a world of difference. In fact, that's probably why there's a market of people that watch at-home workouts, right? Nothing against that. I have tons of friends that are very successful that did that, right? Or you show up to the gym with the actual trainer. Right? Do you see what I'm saying? Same thing, working out, two different experiences, right? So in 2019, if I can give you an indication of the direction that I want to head into, it's all of these things. It's all of these things that I learned this year that made such a world of difference. And I know they're so simple, right? But I wasn't doing them. I wasn't being very consistent. I was not doing, if you look at my YouTube channel, I started about 3-4 years ago. You're going to see that's the only thing. When I look at the YouTube channel, that's the only thing I see. I see inconsistency. It has nothing to do with me. I mean, it has everything to do with me. Yes, but I'm not trying to like fault my YouTube channel, right? I understand that my YouTube channel is where it's at because of the lack of consistency. But I'm going to change that. My podcast, it's grown a lot. Chances are because I've been very consistent with it. You see what I'm saying, right? So 2018, I learned this. I learned that the more consistent you are, the better you're going to be in all areas of your life. Health, relationships, finances, team. If you don't have a way of building leverage, if you don't have a way of helping or having other people help you, if you don't have like an assistant, a VA, someone to be able to alleviate some of that pressure for you, you're really doing yourself a disservice, and you're also very selfish. Sorry, you're selfish. I didn't do this for the longest time because I told myself a story that I don't know how to hire, or I don't know how to be able to do this. And it's not true. You're playing very small. And what I found out is that the more leverage that you could build, the higher you could serve people, and the better your energy is. So team was a huge thing that I learned. Multiple touch points. A few months ago, we did this podcast challenge where the challenge is, I forget if it was like a 5-day or 7-day type of challenge. And it does really, really well. And I was looking at the statistics. I was like, I wonder why it does so well. And one of my friends, she also does 7 figures online. And she was like, you know why I think it does so well? I'm like, why? She goes, it's because there's so many touch points within a very short period of time. And I'm like, probably. It makes sense, right? Because people are seeing you day in and day out. Focus. Until this past year, my focus was everywhere. My focus was over here. I wanted to be able to, be able to hang out with this crowd. I wanted to be able to go to this event. I wanted to be able to speak over here. I wanted to be able to do this. I wanted to be able to say yes to over here. Do you see how exhausting that is? It was exhausting for me just to do that, right? It's exhausting. Focus. One thing. If it is not helping you to get towards that one thing, it's a no. It's a no, right? And this goes for people in your life. This goes for the projects you take on. Focus. Very, very important, this one. And then last one, in real life. If you can do more things in real life, like I've been back in Toronto for a little bit of time now, and it's been really awesome because I've gotten a chance to do dinner parties and mastermind dinners and one day masterminds. And I'm doing like so much like in real life. And I'm like, man, there's just a different flavor to it. There's a different context to it, right? It's not just about watching me on Instagram or watching one of my videos or watching or listening to my podcast. That's great, right? If you're consistent, and you have the team, right? But if you can add in that in real life. So if you're a coach, think about how you could do a one-day coaching set. As part of your package, your premium package, could you do like a half-day coaching? Changes the game. You could probably charge a lot more too, right? If you are in health, right? Hey, I'm going to send you all these workouts, but I'm also going to come to your house and we're going to work out with you. Whoa. Changes the game once again, right? Do you see what I'm saying? In real life, I believe this is where the market's going to come back to. The market has, there's certain things about human nature and psychology just doesn't change, right? People want to be acknowledged. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to be hugged and held and said, everything is going to be all right. If you're a coach, if you're a consultant, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a leader, if you are leading a community, can I get an amen? You're going to want to do that. You're going to want to do something like that. You want to bring a group together, you know, even if you're losing money on it, even if you have to invest into that community, my bet is that it's going to make a world of difference to your brand, your authority, and it's going to make a world of difference to just how you show up. So those are my top 5 lessons for 2018. I'd love to know what your lessons were for 2018. Love to know in the comment section down below. Love to hear from you in terms of if any of these lessons, what was your number one takeaway? Even out of all 5 of those, what made the most sense to you? I'd love to know from you. And I can't wait to be able to hang out with you, see you hopefully in real life, right? Hopefully see you in real life at something that we have coming forward. I hope you have an amazing holiday season. I hope you have an amazing new year and hope you get ready to crush it in 2019 because with so many of these at play, I think it's inevitable that you find success in what it is that you are looking to do.
Want to discover how you can begin to tap into your inner changemaker and become the leader for the important people around you? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Be the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top 3 proven strategies from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by simply applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses and began an endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can do it too. Go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership to get your free copy now.